Welcome back on the Thompson Sales pregame show from the Phillips Arena here in Atlanta, Georgia. John Miller joined courtside with Drury assistant coach Jay Havens as the Panthers face Metro State for the Division II national title. Coach, first of all, congratulations on getting here. Final game of the year for any collegiate team, and I'm sure your guys are excited.
Oh, they're excited. What a thrilling thing to get to come and to know it's your last game going into it in the playoffs, to make it to the final game and have a chance to finish your season with a championship. You couldn't ask for anything more, and I'm just so honored to be a part of this group and get to work with them. It's going to be an exciting day.
Because this is the 75th anniversary of March Madness, this year is unique with D1, D2, and D3 all being crowned in the same city here in Atlanta. What has this week been like for the guys, being able to experience some of what the Division I players get at the Final Four level?
It's really been unbelievable, and the NCAA has done just an outstanding job of making it a first-class experience for everybody involved. This week has become the center of the college basketball universe. I mean, all the coaches are here for the NABC convention, fans with the Division I Final Four going on, and to be a part of that, I think, had to be exciting for our guys, and to get to share in that last night, be part of the semifinal night, and go down on the floor, all the things that they've done to make this so special.
How do you walk the fine line in a weekend like this of wanting your guys to enjoy the experience, but also knowing you have a very important game here in a couple minutes?
I think, you know, in the back of your mind, that's always the focus. We came here on a business trip to play a game and prepare and get ready to go out and perform well. But you want them to enjoy it. This is a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime experience for those guys, and to be able to spend this week here and to do what they've done and see what they've seen. You want them to enjoy it, but at the same time, what we came to do is getting ready to start here at 4 o'clock, and we're excited for that and want to be at our best when that time comes.
How does a team that went 17-11 a season ago flip the script and go to the national championship game the next year with pretty much the same cast of guys?
Well, I think number one, they've really committed to it. You know, you look at our performance this year and our backcourt with Alex Hall and Brandon Lockhart, our two seniors that have been in the program for 4 years, have taken ownership of the team and have really led us and have come through every time we've needed them. When our backs have been against the wall, they've responded, they've answered. It's been no exception in the playoff run we've had here. And the other thing they've really done is committed as a team to defending. And we've been a very good defensive team. And when you're solid defensively, that's going to give you a chance to win. We have enough weapons offensively that we can score most nights, especially when we execute offensively. So I think, you know, that's been the big keys.
You face a Metro State team today, five players in double figures, very balanced at the offensive end. What challenges do you think that they will present to you?
Well, number one is their balance. Any of the five guys on the floor at any time can score on you, so they really put pressure on you at all spots. They have the ability to break you down off the bounce, and then they have the big guy inside that you have to pay attention to. He's Conference Player of the Year. You've got to take away anything easy that he's going to get. We're going to have to double him, and we're going to have to rotate and do some things defensively and just be sound. So I think that's the big key with them is to you know, keep them out of the paint, either on the bounce or throwing it into the post, and then rotate and close out and be solid. And then the other thing, you've got to limit them to one shot because they're a very good offensive rebounding team.
Do they like to get up and run, or do they want to slow down the pace?
They will push it in transition, but if they get in a half-court game with you, they're going to spread it out, and they're really going to try to, as they say, take advantage of some matchups that they like. They're going to post different players, you know, similar to what we will do in our motion. They're really going to try to isolate the big guy inside and throw it inside to him and put pressure on your defense that way, and then they can beat you off the bounce, and they're going to ball screen for the two good guards, Jefferson and Miller, and they're going to have the ability to beat you off the bounce. So all those things just put constant pressure on your defense to be solid, be sound, and be in the right spot.
You mentioned Jefferson and Miller. Their third guard, Mitch McCarron, said in press conference earlier this week they had some tricks up their sleeves for Alex Hall and Brandon Lockhart, trying to shut them down. What do you expect from Metro State defensively?
You know, if I had to guess, we're going to see some changing defenses. We've seen that on tape. They've run a lot of 2-3 zone, and they like to trap out of that. So I would imagine they're going to try to get it out of Lockhart's hands in transition, you know, after a made basket or when we're bringing the ball up the floor. Anytime they can, they're probably going to go try to double him and make someone else handle the ball a little bit. And then I think in the half-court set, they're probably going to run at Alex, you know, out of their zone. They're probably going to try to trap him when he catches and just try to take him away, which it would be smart. The key for us is going to be to execute our system against a zone, which I think we're going to see quite a bit of. We've got to be able to have guys catch in the middle of the floor and be ready to make plays, and we've worked on that all week, and I think we've got guys that are ready to go out and execute and do that.
What are some defensive keys for a win?
I think we've got to get back in transition and guard the ball, number one. We've got to be good against dribble penetration and ball screen defense. We've got to be good in post-double and rotation situations when they throw it into Morse. And then the big key that I already mentioned, we've got to block them out and limit them to one shot because they do such a good job of that.
Go get a win, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Assistant Coach Jay Havens joining us in the Thompson Sales pregame show. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and opening tip after this on Jock 98.7.